The Gemara Masechta of Basra, Daf Kuf Tesam Beis, teaches us, Amar Belozer, La'olam Yidbak Adam B'toivim. A person, when he's looking for a Shidduch, should look for someone who comes from a good family. Shre Moshe Nasa Bas Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu, who married the daughter of Yisroi. So as the Gemara here teaches us, Yotzim and a Yonason. From that marriage emerged Yonason, who, as we learn our Gemara, was an attendant by Avodah Zarah. And Aaron, Shanos Bas Aminadov, Aaron, who married Bas Aminadov, Yotzim and a Pinchas. From that marriage came Pinchas. So certainly the Gemara is saying that when it comes to getting married, person, Gemara gives us advice, should look for a person from a good family. The Mashah, however, teaches us that not that the Gemara does not mean to say that if somebody marries a wife from not such a family, he won't have Chas V'Shalom good children. What the Gemara means to say is, says the Mashah, that typically children follow in the path of their forefathers. And he says, however, it's not a hard and fast rule, for we have found tzaddikim who had children who weren't so great, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself, says the Mashah, although, as the Gemara teaches us quite extensively, Yonason did not turn out to be what should be Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, but Gershon and Eliezer, who are Moshe Rabbeinu's children, were of course very fine. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer Simon Beis Sivov has a different approach. He says someone who comes from a family where there is no, whose father never learned Torah, so if the husband is going to want to learn Torah, she won't encourage him. On the contrary, the wife may prevent a husband from learning Torah, because they don't understand the value of learning Torah in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And therefore, the Pesachei Tshuva, in fact, quotes the Brikei Yosef, if you have the father-in-law, unfortunately in Amoritz, but he says, I want a son-in-law who's a Talmud Chacham, and I'm going to support that son-in-law who's a Talmud Chacham. So obviously we now have here a situation of an individual who does, even though he may not be a Talmud Chacham, and he may not be coming from such a prominent family, obviously recognizes the Cheshivas HaTorah, and therefore such a marriage is fine. The Ben Yoyada, however, points out, if we look at the wording of our Gemara, the Gemara says, "Lo'olam yidbak adam b'toivim." Why does the Gemara use this word, lo'olam? So it says, there are a number of lessons to be learned from the word lo'olam. One, he says, that even if you have somebody who is great tzaddik, like Moshe Rabbeinu, even Moshe Rabbeinu should marry somebody b'toivim, and not rely that I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. Moreover, he says that even in a situation, what was the situation of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, was running from Mitzrayim to Midian, and he obviously did not have many options. All of Klal Yisrael, whoever were considered Jews at that time, were in Mitzrayim, where he obviously could not be because he was in mortal danger from Paroi. Still, he should have paid attention who should be his wife. Furthermore, says the Ben Yoyada, the Gemara, by using the words La'olam, is trying to teach us that when it comes to looking for a shidduch, what's very important is to look that the girl should come from a family of Talmidei Chachamim. As Chazal teach us in Masechta Horias, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, a mamzer Talmid Chacham has precedence over a kohen gadol who's an Am Haaretz. That's normally, but when it comes to Shidduchim, family, yichus, is important, not just who is the Talmud Chacham. Interesting to point out, the Sefer Birchus Avram says that this halacha that our Gemara teaches us, La'olam yidvak adam bas, La'olam yidvak adam b'toivim, is not quoted in halacha. Why? Because he says, and this is probably in line with what the Mashah says, that we quoted at the beginning of the Shir, says as well, that if you have a girl who is a good girl and has the right values, even though she is not from such a great family, what we're looking for is what will be emerge from this marriage. And as long as the girl is a great girl and her parents will not be negative to doing what's supposed to be done, you can marry her. Moreover, there's a very famous letter from the Stipler about a person who is not, regarding a person who parents did not keep Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha, and the girl and the children of these parents, boys or girls, make no difference, became Bali Tshuva, and they excel in Yerushmayim and Alima Torah, and they want to live lives of Torah, says the Stipler, that certainly you may marry such a girl. The Gemara continues on that Kuf Yud in teaching us another thing to look for when it comes to Shidduchim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hanoisei Isha, if somebody marries a woman, Tzarech Shiyivdik Bacheha, he has to examine who our brothers are. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'yikach Aronis Elisheva Bas Aminodav Achois Nachshon. Says the Gemara, Masha Shenema, once the Pasuk tells us that she was Bas Aminodav, any idea, isn't it obvious, Shachois Nachshon, he, that she was the sister of Nachshon, and therefore asked the Gemara, Matam Aloyma Achois Nachshon, why did the Pasuk have to tell us that she was the sister of Nachshon? It's obvious, says the Gemara. Mikan, from here we learn, Hanoisei Isha, if somebody marries a wife, Tzorech Sheyivdek Bachel, he has to look at her brothers. And Tana, indeed the Brisa says, Roiv Bonim, most children, Doimim Lachei Ha'im, will look like the mother's brothers, and that's why it's important to examine who they are. As the Meiri explains, when somebody gets married, the purpose of his getting married is supposed to be L'shem Shmayim, to establish Jewish generations who are Ovdei Hashem. If that's our goal in getting married, we should look for a person who is most likely to indeed have such children. And therefore, the Gemara says, Hanoisi Isha Sarah Shivdek Bachel. And as the Lechem Shloim explains, parents, grandparents, have a lot to do in the way children end up being. So if we see that this perspective's wife, brothers, are the way they're supposed to be, and we'll speak about this more, it's a raya that this girl grew up in a home of good values. And because she grew up in a home of such values, it's likely that those values will go on to her children. And therefore, it's critical to look at that when it comes to getting married. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Reish Mem Zayin, and this is very much in line with what we're explaining, says, therefore, don't only look at the brothers, look at the sisters as well, because all of that is an indication of where she comes from. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Reish, it's Simen Shin Ayin Ches, says, Adam Shiyocha Lokach Isha Shecher Tzadikim, a man who can marry a woman whose brother is Tzadikim, V'lokach Isha Shecher Rishoyim, but instead married a woman whose brothers are Rishoyim, Yaviu Oysoy Al Din Al Zeh, he will be brought Lachamei V'esrim to din for this. Neshigayim La'atzma, because he caused for himself, Shibayim Yidayim La'achei Eim Rishoyim, that he should end up with children who are like her, like his brothers, wives' brothers who are Rishoyim. Continues the Sefer Chassidim, Lefish Yesh Dvarim, because there are things, Shapi Shatayri Tiraisam, even though the Torah says they are mutter, Mikamakam Yasa Oysa Hadam, even so, if a person does them, Yovil Adin Aleim, he will be brought to din for them. Meshit Sarach Adam Lachshe Bedatoi, a person is supposed to think, Shloi Tira Tayal Kenegija Tzahara Kafiyadin Fast Tayar, the Torah is careful who he should marry. And the Sefer Chassidim and Simen Reish Mem Gimel says, we see people who married women who weren't tzaddikim, had children who weren't the way they would want their children to be, even though they are Talmidei Chachamim, and even though we know the Pasuk says, V'chut ha-mishulish lo v'meheri yunotek, the Pasuk says, we say it every day in davening, that if there's three generations of Talmidei Chachamim, then the Torah will remain there. Still, sometimes we see it doesn't happen, says the Sefer Chassidim, because he married a woman, this person married a woman whom he shouldn't have had. And in fact, the Kli Yoker makes the point. Yitzchak was born from Avraham and Sarah. And how did it come that such a great individual like Yitzchak, who was born from Avraham Avinu and Sarah, had an Esav? So he says, it was because Rivka had a brother of like Lavan. And in fact, asks the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, how indeed did Yitzchak marry Rivka if Al Gemara says that you're supposed to look at the brothers and these were her brothers? So one Tarist Orach Chaim suggests that at that time it really wasn't yet known to the world who Lavan was. Day McDover gives a different teretz. He says, we know that Avram Avinu insisted that Yitzchak marry somebody from Nois Canaan. He couldn't marry someone else. And that's why, even though normally he should not have married a person like this, he had no choice. The Chidah in the Sefer Pesach Einayim says that the Perek in Mishle, we all say Friday night, Eishes Chayil Miyimtso, if we take the first letters of the words Eishes Chayil Miyimtso, are Achim. The Torah is teaching us, the Pasuk is teaching us, Eishes Chayil Miyimtso, who's the Eishes Chayil? When will we find an Eishes Chayil? Achim. If we look at the brothers, and as the Mashal explains, since the brothers, when we speak here about brothers, it's not the same brothers that we actually speak about here in our Perek. Because in our Perek, typically when we speak about brothers, we speak about brothers who share the same father, paternal brothers. Here, when we speak about brothers, it means maternal brothers. Because if this brother was born from the same mother, we know the Gemara says, Uber Yerech Ima, Uber Yerech Imai, and that is, a child is an extension of his mother. So if we see that this girl's brothers who came from the same womb as she does, it's a raya that they're, what her children will look like. And in fact, the Pasuk Rashi says, when the Pasuk speaks about Nama, Rashi says, Nama, says Rashi, he ishtoi shel noyach. So the Sefer Meshivas Nefesh wants to say, ask, what is Rashi teaching us? We know that Nama was Noach's wife. So he says, we know that the Pasuk says that Nama has three brothers, Yovel, with Tuvel Kayin. And Tuvel Kayin was a Rasha. So just like she had three brothers, and two brothers were fine, and one brother was a Rasha, so too did Noach and Nama have three children, Shem, Chom, and Yafes. Shem and Yafes were fine, and Chom, we know, was a Rasha. Why? Like we learn in our Gemara, children take after the wives' brothers.